Codependency and denial. Stop lying to yourself and break free from the codependency cycle. Includes the little-known destructive habits that you need to stop for your mental health and physical safety. Written by Olivia Slater. Narrated by Bob Martin. Credits narrated by Pia Nebrada.
Table of Contents. Introduction. Chapter 1. Are you codependent? What it means to be codependent. Codependency. So what? Dependence versus codependence. Signs you're the enabler in a codependent relationship. Are you in denial? Chapter 2. Understanding codependent personalities. Decoding the enabler. Understanding the enabled partner. Case studies. Narcissistic and borderline personality disorder. Dependent personality disorder. 5 types of dependent personalities. Common wounds of both personalities. Understanding the anxious attachment style. Chapter 3. For the love of boundaries. 5 vital ways to build strong self-awareness. So, where exactly should I draw the line? 4 questions to eliminate guilt before setting boundaries. Essential tips for setting healthy boundaries successfully. Chapter 4. Developing powerful self-esteem. How high self-esteem can improve your codependency. Quit codependency with these 22 self-esteem affirmations. 8 exercises for developing powerful self-esteem. Chapter 5. Breaking destructive patterns. 5 ways to defeat intense jealousy. How to break the pattern of narcissistic abuse. The 10 terrible habits you need to quit immediately. Chapter 6. Detachment strategies. 9 great habits that start healing codependency. 4 unique challenges to get used to healthy detachment. Chapter 7. Personal space and self-care. 6 reasons why personal space heals couples. 10 ways to accelerate self-growth while you have personal space. 12 self-care ideas to make you feel like $1 million. Chapter 8. Healing codependency for good. The lessons that break codependency. What do I do if? Conclusion. Introduction. At first glance, codependent relationships look completely healthy. There appears to be trust, care, and closeness. And what could possibly be bad about that? Look a little closer and you'll see there's more than meets the eye. Both partners appear to have distinct roles and you'll notice they seem to be stuck in a cycle. One partner is the carer or the fixer, while the other partner receives an excessive degree of support which holds them back from any personal growth. Now that you see it up close, you recognize this unhealthy pattern for what it is. It's codependency. If you're in a codependent relationship, you'll know this one-sided dynamic well. Perhaps you're the enabler, intent on helping your partner so much that you end up doing everything for them, even allowing their damaging habits to wreak havoc. Or perhaps you're the enabled partner, suffering from an ailment, addiction, or mental health condition, and you find yourself relying on your significant other a lot to help you get through each day. Until now, you've been taught to believe that your behavior is indicative of love, but I'm here to tell you that you are very wrong. Codependency is a deeply dysfunctional condition. When it takes over a relationship, it can hold partners back from professional success, sever cords with family members and friends, cause deep emotional or psychological wounding, and in the long run, it'll create resentment in the relationship. This may result in the ruin of the partnership at hand, meaning everything they've lost along the way was all for nothing. As soon as codependency is identified,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?